The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Welcome into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crowe. Rose Gray here with us as well. And we're already off to a hot start. Joking behind the mics and laughing as we come in. Welcome in. Welcome, Rose.
Hey, thanks.
Smooth drive in this
Not
morning.
Not only smooth, but actually a little sunshine. Now, I don't know that that's going to stick around all day, but man, that makes a whole big difference in your attitude, doesn't it?
I can tell you at least from our weather predictions, that sun is not supposed to stick around all day, but at least it was nice getting in for a couple of hours.
All right. Well, if you want to go someplace where there's sunshine a lot longer than a few hours in the morning, we can help you out with that.
Those wheels were spinning in my head as I was reading, you know, trying to find five different ways to say cloudy for the next 5 days in the forecast. Like, you know what? Let's just let's roll right into that for folks that are trying to book a little trip. You guys are seeing a lot of that right now, aren't you?
I will tell everybody how busy we are, and I also want to say thank you to all of you who have been patient. Typically, the 2nd of January, the phones start ringing like crazy because people realize, yes, it's winter. I don't have a winter getaway planned yet. And we didn't know how to prepare for that. This is an unusual year, as we all know, and we just didn't know. So our staff is coming back full time on the 18th of January. We're almost fully staffed on the 11th of January. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for putting your faith and trust in the travel agency that's been around since 1960 and has helped you through everything. We want to send you away, but you and all of your friends decided to call at the same time. So thank you. Please be patient. We're open today from 11 to 4. We're trying to pump those quotes out to you as quickly as we can. And there are deals out there, Alex.
Oh,
you saw on our website, there are deals out there. And we want to be consultative. We want to be able to help you work through it. Is the least expensive resort that you're seeing really the resort for you? Is it in the right location? Does it cater to your needs where food and wine and service are concerned? We need to walk through that with you. And so we've got the staff that knows these resorts like nobody's business. We're just not going to sell you something because you saw it out there and it was a good deal. We want you to be happy with the end result.
I do have to give a quick shout out to my parents this morning, celebrating I believe their 33rd wedding anniversary.
What do you mean you believe? Is it or not?
I think so. I'd have to check my text messages that a group chat that I'm in, because someone said it earlier this morning. But I got to give a shout out to my parents celebrating their wedding anniversary today. I knew I would forget that if I didn't get to it.
Maybe
at the beginning
they would want to go on a little trip to celebrate.
Exactly, and it rolls right into everybody else who's calling in that has, you know, I was going to say everyone wants to take a trip right now, but I think you and I might have a little something to do with that, with all of our destination wedding talk and no trip phobia and really gassing people up these past few weeks getting ready to go travel.
It's true. So we want everybody to be aware of the fact that the COVID protocol changes relatively often. We've got a website just built for you, foxworldtravel.com, big banner across the top that's got all the protocol for COVID-19. We can help you through this process. What's the number one question people are asking? Where can I go without a COVID test? That's our number one question. So Mexico is still very happy to receive American tourists. We can help you with that, whether it's nonstop service out of Milwaukee to Cancun, Cabo San Lucas, to the Dominican Republic. A limited schedule this year, but nonetheless, we've still got nonstop service out of Milwaukee. So we're there to help you. We want to help you. And thanks for being patient while we do that.
Yeah. And if you've got a question for Rose right now, you can give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line is open, 855-616-1620. If you got some travel questions, if you are already planning a vacation and you got some questions about what to expect, or maybe you were just in the beginning stages of planning a vacation, or maybe you're just thinking about that vacation, reason, whatever it is, give us a call. We're here for you. 855-616-1620. That is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Rose, I'm on the website right now, foxworldtravel.com. And I can't help it. Every single time I go to the website, I just hover over that travel, click on the hottest vacation deals. And, oh, there are some sizzling deals you guys have right now. We can't get into it just yet. We're going to make the folks hold on through the break. And see, I'm learning. I'm learning as we go through here. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll get into those deals and what might be right for you. Give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line again is 855-616-1620. We've got more coming up next here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is here with us in person, in studio as well, answering all of your travel questions and needs. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open at 855-616-1620 if you want to chat with Rose and I. Let's head over to Wauwatosa. That's where Doug is waiting. Got a question about, you know, most of the time we see questions this time of year, Rose, about going to warmer destinations. Not so much for Doug. What do you got for us, Doug? Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
All righty. It sounds like we lost Doug. I think we're going to have to try and get him back there. He had a question about traveling to Alaska, so we'll see if we can get him back on the line. Rose, let's head over to the website while we're waiting for Doug to call back there. Before the break, we were talking about the hot deals vacation tab at the very top. I get kind of distracted by the beaches and the sunshine at the top there and all those fantastic prices. But if you scroll down a little bit more, you'll find a really, really popular feature for Disney.
Yeah. So what has driven a lot of the calls for Disney the last week is that Disney came out and announced that they are giving people and Disney giving away something free does not happen very often.
No,
so
it does not.
You get two extra days added to your park tickets when you go to Disney World right now. So for those of you who know what a daily ticket to the parks is, this is huge. So there's some small print, and Alex is very good at quickly sorting through that.
Well, it's
small...
'cause I got my glasses on. I have to be able to read the news, so I have to be all ready to go.
So you can really see what some of those terms and conditions and situation is with regard to the two free days, but it is a pretty big deal. So We have a lot of people that are taking advantage of that. And as many of you know who are listeners, we have a Disney Dream Team. If you go to foxworldtravel.com, hover over travel, you will see Disney Vacations. And our Disney Dream Team is listed there. And those are the people that can let you know What it is like right now to go to Disney. What is it like to go for your first time? Oh, if you're not a first timer, are you okay with what your experience is going to be like? We've talked to some people who've told us this is no time for a first timer. Let's the parks open a little bit more. You definitely need to be masked up the entire time. And there are certain things that are not open. Some of the restaurants are not open. Some of the parks have limited hours. But things are moving along in the right direction where Disney is concerned. And this is why you book with an expert, because we've got the Dream Team experts there to help you sort through that.
And all the information for those two extra days added on your ticket as well. You can find all that stuff at foxworldtravel.com. Great website. Before we get to, Doug is back on the line. Before we get to him and the question about the cold weather travel to Alaska, Rose, I've got another text question here from the 920. And they're asking about flying to an adults-only area in Cancun. I know this is kind of right up your alley there. They want to know how open Cancun itself is when they're, you know, you're talking about restaurants and shopping. They say not looking for a big party atmosphere, but they would like, you know, some entertainment, all that good stuff. How open is it down there right now in Cancun?
Well, I was there in September, and I don't think things have changed dramatically since then. There are certain things, certain big name places that you might want to go, Carlos and Charlie's or Senior Frogs, that were not open when I was there. But the Strip itself, for those of you who are familiar with what that's like, think Las Vegas in Mexico kind of a thing. The Strip itself really did have pretty many bodegas and restaurants and outdoor cafes, and the shopping was still there and all that kind of a thing. So what I'm assuming this texter is looking for is an adult-only resort in the Cancun area I'm guessing as opposed to the Riviera slash Playa del Carmen area, and that they're looking for a respite when they get back to their adults-only property where they know there's not going to be screaming children and there's not going to be, you know, party animals and all that kind of thing, but want the wherewithal to be able to go into town. Masks are required everywhere in public places in Mexico right now. And I will tell you, they are being very, very strict about that. The fine to be charged if you have not got a mask on in a public place, walking down the street in Cancun, let's say, is 1,500 pesos. That's $300.
No.
Mexican people are not going to pay $300. So they're very, very cautious about the mask situation. But if you are actively eating or drinking in one of those outdoor cafes or that kind of thing, you can certainly remove your mask. Not a problem. So there are some things that are closed. It's not the wild, wild Cancun that you used to think of. I will tell you this, though. Coco Bongo was open. For those of you who know what Coco Bongo is, that is a maniacal, crazy nightclub, and it was open in September, and it, to my knowledge, is still open. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
If folks are looking to book a travel through you guys, book a trip and get some help, how can they do so?
So 866-GO-FOX-GO. That's 10 to 5 Monday through Friday, 11 to 4 on Saturdays. Stay tuned. Things may be changing, but that's the best thing to do. The other thing to do is go to our website, hit the contact us button, you submit a form, and somebody sifts through those and assigns those to the proper people.
It's a great website, great system, foxworldtravel.com. You can check it all out. Doug is back with us over in Wauwatosa. We'll get to him in just a second on the other side of the break. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray with us as well. She's the expert from Fox World Travel, helping you plan your vacation and just answering your questions, anything you may have. Let's head over to Doug in Wauwatosa. He is hanging out on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. If you want to get lined up after Doug, the number is 855-616-1620. Hey, Doug, you're on WTMJ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have had many trips planned through Fox World and have enjoyed all the cruises. Last year, well, actually in 2019, we signed up for a cruise to the Eastern Caribbean this past November. We canceled that. Martha is the lady we work with. Now we're talking together as a group of going to Alaska instead. And we've been to Alaska with Rose. 2014. All right. Should we go this year or next year? And unlike the trip, wonderful trip with Fox World Travel, when we went, we had 1 week land and 1 week cruise. And we can only get 1 week for all six of us off from work. So do we take the cruise or the land? We've decided it would be the cruise. Should we go in 21 or should we go in 22?
Let me look into my crystal ball, Doug, and tell you what I think. Yeah. I honestly, if you really feel strongly about the certainty of the trip, I would look to 22. I would look to 22. I feel confident that there will be some cruising happening in Alaska in 2021. But right now, some of our major Alaskan partners, including Holland America and Princess, have canceled their early, early Alaska sailings. Now, I hope that is not a tale of what's to come.
Yeah.
But we're if you really want to be certain and you really want to be, you really want this trip to happen, you might want to look at 22. I feel more comfortable with that. I would hate for you. You've already experienced one cancellation, Doug. I don't want you to have another.
Okay, well, that's exactly what we're asking. Sonia and I and our two children and their spouses, we're going all together.
Oh, nice.
And we're looking. August would be a good time.
Yeah, I love that time of year.
I think that's where we went on Holland America in 2014. Had a fantastic 2 weeks.
Oh, how old are the kids, Doug?
Well, let's see. We're 42, and I think they're 50.
No.
They're 52 or something like that, and we're 78.
Okay. What's so sad about the whole thing having to cancel a family trip is that you're disappointing more than one generation, right? So to me, I feel like if you could just hold off to 22, I feel like the world will be a different place. Oh, that's a song, probably. And I just think, I just think for all intents and purposes, maybe that's the best way to go.
So we'll call Martha, and then should we reserve that stuff this summer?
Because there's going to be such pent-up demand, I truly believe they're going to start opening up those 2022 sailings. In fact, they have opened up a lot of 2022 sailings. So why don't you start the ball rolling by giving Martha a call or an email? That'd be perfect.
When we took our son to Norway, I know we signed that up almost 2 years in advance to go to all the fjords on a cruise. But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And say hello to Colleen if you ever see her.
Well, she's listening right now, Doug, I'm sure.
thanks for the call, Doug. Colleen's probably one of the most popular people you have over there. We're always getting calls and texts about that.
Oh, she doesn't like it when I say this, but the girl is the queen of Alaska. So it's as simple as that.
If other folks are looking to get a hold of you guys at Fox World Travel, Rose, how can they do that?
So a couple ways. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Saturday, the phone's open at 11, open till 4. The other thing is, go to the website, foxworldtravel.com, hit the Contact Us button, and you will get a reply.
Countdown is on. About 90 minutes till those phone lines open up over at Fox World Travel. But if you got a question right now, give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line is 855-616-1620 here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is here with us as well. She is the expert. We have a question about traveling inside the United States, and we'll get to that in just a second, Rose. But first, let's talk a little bit about what you guys have coming up a little later on this month.
Yeah, so I want to remind everybody that if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under resources is where we list our events and webinars. And Truth be told, there haven't been a bunch of them lately because oftentimes those were in person back in the day. Mm-hmm. But we've been running some things both business and vacation travel related. And this one is called the Platinum Partner Series. And this particular feature is Insight Vacations. This is happening on the 19th of January. It is a virtual type informational event, and it's with our good friends from Insight Vacations. And for those of you who've been listening to the show for a long time or worked with Fox for a long time, you know this is definitely one of our faves. We love Insight Vacations. That's why they're one of the platinum partners. And I love their motto, the art of traveling in style. Yes, it's true. You may find a less expensive vacation through another company, but you will never find the kind of service that you get with Insight Vacations. The Uniworld brand falls under that umbrella, and they are actually owned by the same family. And I love their motto, which is no request too large, no detail too small. They just, nothing is out of the question. You don't hear no on an Insight Vacations trip. The tour manager may say, I don't know, I'll find out, or we've never done that before, but perhaps we can. But you feel very taken care of when you are on Insight Vacation. So we are going to go in depth. We're going to talk about the groups that we have with Insight Vacations and how you can book as an individual on any one of their many, many, many tours throughout the world.
And they're also going to be talking about why choosing a guided tour is a good choice for you. That's something that would definitely appeal to me. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
As someone who would get, you know, that sort of planning anxiety when you get out there trying to figure it out and put it together yourself is so stressful. And that's why it might be really beneficial to be part of a guided tour where they kind of take you to what you want before you even have to write it down or say anything.
Well, and you know, I'm glad you said that, Alex, because Alex, sometimes people that are in your generation, I will not name your generation, but will say, oh man, I don't want to be led around. I don't want to be with a whole group of people. Mm-hmm. That is often the beautiful thing about group travel, is that you do have a lot of free time and flexibility. So tune in. It's an hour long typically presentation. It's Tuesday the 19th. You do need to sign up so that we can send you mm-hmm. the link to the platform that we're going to be using. It might be GoToWebinar, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Mm-hmm. But it's 6 o'clock. So pour yourself your favorite beverage and sit back and listen to our rep Dan and a representative from Fox talk about all things Insight Vacations.
Yeah, and it's taking place, like Rose said, that'll be the 16th of January at 6 p.m. So it's not gonna mess with your schedule throughout the day or anything like that. It's at 6 p.m. You can check it out, like Rose said, at foxworldtravel.com. The last sentence, when you click on that, the little description for it, as I'm reading through here, they say they're also going to highlight popular tours inside the United States and beyond. And that kind of rolls right into a question we have over on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. And we'll get to it on the other side of the break, the answer. I want to read the text here, though, so we got a little bit of time to think about it. They are looking to use up airline credits, Rose, so they're going somewhere here inside the United States. They say that they want to see the Riverwalk in San Antonio. They're looking for hotel recommendations or anything that's going on down in San Antonio. And it just so happens, Rose, I've been to San Antonio in the past few years, so we'll talk about all of that coming up here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. If you've got a question for Rose Gray, give us a call or send us a text message. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. That is 855-616-1620. More next here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. I'm Alex Crowe. Rose Gray is here with us as well. She is, of course, the expert with Fox World Travel. If you got any questions, give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is wide open, 855-616-1620. You can also text us your questions if you don't want to go over the air. We did answer. We had a text back, Rose, earlier when we talked about going around Cancun and answering for a couple that was looking to go down to Cancun and wondering what was open and all of that. They are listening. They texted back, thank you. They're considering it, but they said they had radio stage fright. They didn't want to call in. So,
oh, yeah. I understand.
The text line is always open. If you got the same, if you got a question, you can text it to us at 855-616-1620, and we'll get to your question that way as well.
I know people don't like to hear their own voice on the radio. How do you think we feel? We have to hear our own voice all the time.
I've been talking for 4 hours straight. What do you mean you don't like the sound of your own voice? Let's move over to the 262 area code. We got a question from someone who's looking to use up some airline miles in the next few months with a trip inside the United States. Of course, they're looking to stay warm, go down to San Antonio, and they're wondering if you have any idea on what's open, what's there to see, anything like that.
Well, first of all, Alex and I talked off the air, and Alex has been there.
I have.
And the first thing he said was, what's that hotel where the river runs through mm-hmm. it? So I quick Googled it because we thought it was a Radisson, but it's not. It's a Hyatt.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool.
It's
so even
beautiful.
If you don't stay at that particular hotel, go see that mm-hmm. because that's very cool. There's a very awesome website which is called the San Antonio Riverwalk.com in front of that. And there is a COVID page that says what's open during COVID. And there's a list of attractions, hotels, and restaurants that are open. Now, there are certainly some that are missing here, a couple of them, but I think things are opening up just like the rest of the mm-hmm. U.S., slowly but surely. Alex and I both agree, we love the Riverwalk.
Yes.
We both had smells of Mexican food coming mm-hmm. into our nostrils immediately upon saying that. So
I was able to go down there when I was in college, so somewhere around like 6 to 7 years ago, something like that. So it wasn't super recently, but the Riverwalk is one of my favorite places in the world that I've been. It just stands out in my mind. It's the temperature is very comfortable down there, especially at night. everything is outdoors. So when you're talking about, you know, COVID protocol, there's probably some reduced capacity, but a lot of that stuff, Rose, is outdoors anyways. A lot of that outdoor seating is there. There are, you know, if you go to a Mexican restaurant down there, mariachi bands are playing as you're eating, and it's a great atmosphere all around.
Yep, for sure. And I think a lot of people, Alex, are in that same situation. They've got travel credits that they have to use up because they canceled a flight March, April, May, June, and now they're coming due. They've got to use those up. Now, I will tell you that the airlines are looking at those on a case-by-case basis, but they're not always going to extend those for you because we are pretty much open at this point.
Yeah. Let's head to another text question here before we get to Bill in Madison, who is waiting for us on the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Rose from a 262 area code. They're wondering what to do in New Orleans when it's not Mardi Gras. So if you're not out there,
that's the best time to go, I might add.
Is there anything to do when it's not Mardi Gras? I assume there is,
obviously. Oh, my gosh. If you walk down Bourbon Street at any given day or night, there is always something going on. What I love most about New Orleans is that you can just pop in to some place. You hear a band. And you say, oh, wow, that sounds really good. A little Zydeco going on or whatever it might be. You go, that sounds like a cool band. And you pop in and you have a beer and you listen to the band for half an hour and then you just move on.
Yeah.
Right? It's a great, great city. Beignets, of course, food, Creole, love the food. Very, very open type feeling. It's one of those pieces, like, you know how when you bring people to Lambeau, to Green Bay / to Pier for the first time and they go, wait, we can walk around with a beer? Kind of the same concept in New Orleans. Wait a minute, we can walk around with this open container in the street? So it's just a fun, fun place. And for those people who want to do Mardi Gras, God bless you.
Yeah.
That's a great experience. But man, that is, and I don't think it'll be that way this year. I know it won't be that way this year. But man, Mardi Gras is a event unto itself.
And the music and the food and the culture. There's always stuff to do down in New Orleans.
Take a cooking class. Go on a voodoo trip.
That's interesting.
Voodoo is huge down there. You can go down to the cemeteries. You can. It's just a very, very cool city to hang in for a couple days.
I got a cousin who lives down in New Orleans, so I gotta make that trip soon and go visit her. That'll be fun. We got to get a quick break in here. We've got a whole lot of questions on the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line that just came in. We got a couple of callers who are lined up and waiting as well. We'll get to all of your questions on the other side of the break. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee.
From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is here with us as well. She is answering your questions on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Couple of minutes left. Let's head over to John, who's been waiting for a while in Burlington. Thanks for hanging out, John. You're on WTMJ.
Hi, Alex. I got a question for you, Rose. We had to cancel a trip. It was a four-country, I believe it was Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Germany, and Austria river cruise. In fall of 2020, wondering what the crystal ball again, the outlook is going to be. Are those countries going to be closed down for something like that again in fall if we try to rebook this, which we were planning on doing? That's my first question, and I'll give the second one, and I'll hang up and listen. Is we had applied for global entry, and all the interview sites shut down, other than if we were to go into some airport, and we weren't prepared to do anything like that. We had an interview set up in Cleveland, was the closest we could get. Just wondering if they're going to be resuming those or anything, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Perfect. So first question, second question first. According to the a border protection website, Wisconsin's global entry interviews are taking place from 2:30 to 8:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. There is a phone number that you can contact them. That is on South Howell Avenue. That's the airport.
Nice.
So you're in the airport. For those of you who are not aware, global entry is a pretty cool thing. It's a $15 additional charge to the TSA, so it's $100 instead of the $85, but we recommend it if you travel substantially internationally because you get to bypass the customs customs and all of that kind of stuff. And it's very, very convenient if you're traveling with people that all have it. What's not convenient if one person doesn't have it, you're still waiting in the baggage claim area for the person that doesn't have it. So, yes, we feel confident that Q3 and Q4 in 2021, we will see countries in Europe opening. That is being said based on the fact that we don't have any more shutdowns and we don't have any more reoccurring variants to the virus. That could be happening. We're seeing that the UK is, you know, back to being shut down and that kind of a thing. So once we get this under control, then things are going to change. But we're moving forward as if in Q3 and Q4, Europe is going to be open. And we're keeping our fingers crossed that that's the case.
Gotcha. Let's get to some rapid fire text questions. What do you say? Let's let's head over to the 414 question. Someone who got a screaming deal on Apple Vacations, $400 for 4 days, 3 nights at the Dominican Republic. They're flying from Milwaukee at the end of this month, staying at Rio Republica. They're wondering what they can expect within the resort. Is there anything they should be concerned about? Just any last-minute things they should know before they go.
Right. So the DR right now is doing random COVID testing. You do not need to have a negative COVID test. They're saying that 3 to 10% of passengers arriving from the United States are going to give a breath test. Not really sure what the accuracy based on that is, but we were in the Dominican Republic, my family and an extended family party of 13 at the end of November. We saw a very few people being pulled aside to have that random test. They're asking that you mask up when you are in the shuttle to your resort, when you are checking into the resort, once you get to open areas in the resort. Everybody is not wearing their mask. You have to wear a mask to go up to the grill to get what your hamburger at lunchtime. You have to wear your mask and you have a temperature check when you're entering a restaurant, then you take it off. So it's not horrible by any stretch of the imagination. So currently, and I believe this is going to stay into effect, the DR is just asking that you fill out a health form. They give you that upon departure and that you are aware of the fact that you may be among the 3 to 10% that are given a random COVID test, but they are still providing insurance via the government for those people who do present with symptoms or get them while they are there. So it's kind of a reassuring feeling.
Gotcha. Let's head to another text question. 262 area code. They say, how risky is a trip to Riviera Maya in Mexico? They're staying at an all-inclusive in about 3 weeks. Anything they should be concerned about?
Nope. Same concept there. They're not doing any testing and you don't need to do a COVID test. Your comfort zone is where you. I would put this. If you feel comfortable leaving the resort, going into Playa del Carmen, taking an excursion, half-day excursion to the ruins in Tulum or something like that, that would be one thing. If you don't feel comfortable, stay on the resort. Most resorts have several restaurants and you can choose from those to eat at every night. And there's really no reason to leave the resort. You can, especially you're in an all-inclusive, take advantage of all that they have to offer there. Right now, there's always going to be a crime risk when you are in Mexico. You will see that on the TSA or the travel.state.gov website. It's your safety and how you handle it.
Yeah. Let's head over to the website. We got about 2 minutes left. Someone's wondering about trying to book 2021 trips out west. Is there anything going through Fox World Travel? They say they thought there were like 4 to 5 different itineraries traveling to Colorado and Utah and stuff like that. Is there anything like that going on?
A few of them were taken down simply because we just weren't getting the response that we wanted to. But in North America, we do have a couple of trips that are going to be happening. And anytime you want, just like with Insight Vacations, the particular tour operator that we're going to be featuring on the 19th of January, you may not be with all Fox World Travel people, but we can put you on a group. You fly into the departure city, you meet the tour manager and all of the group there, and then you proceed with the group. So you're looking to do national parks, you're looking to do something out west, we can certainly accommodate that.
All righty. Inside the final minute of the show, Rose, how can folks get a hold of you guys and start booking their dream vacation at Fox World Travel?
So remember, it's 866-GO-FOX-GO. Another way to do it is go to our website, hit the Contact Us button. Under Vacation Travel, there's a form you fill out. Give us a little information. Remember, the more information you give us, the better our response is going to be, because because we are going to be able to answer all of your questions. Or you may just want to set up an appointment where you have a phone conversation with somebody. We are working on our virtual chat that's going to be opening up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about that endeavor. So yeah. Stay tuned for that as well.
So many questions in here. We still have a caller, Bill, who's on the line. We can answer that one off the air. So, Bill, if you're hanging out, please hold on. We'll get to your question, we promise. But here on the air, we are out of time. This has been the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Alex.
Alrighty, we got more. News coming up at the top of the hour right here on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.